Hi, this is Kevin Cook. Thank you for coming back to Heavy Construction Equipment Podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about take a week off and head for vacation this Christmas. And again, this episode has been sponsored by B&R Equipment. Are you looking for good, used, quality equipment? Then come to our website at www.brequipmentco.com or call us at 817-379-1340. And are you looking for great Caterpillar apparel at Shop Caterpillar? Then come to our website, which we're affiliate with, at www.heavyequipmentarticles.com/cat-hats. All right, here we go on to the podcast. Construction industry always remains busy, respectful of each month of the year it is. So basically, even if it is Christmas time, you will still have work to do. And we'll still have projects to complete, and we'll have to deal with all those things that you have been doing right from the beginning of the year. It just means that you got to take off time. You got to take some time off for the busy schedule and go for a vacation, and you will not get anything better than Christmas. What you can do is just assign the work among the people you trust the most and believe that they can take care of the business till you return. However, try to return after having a short vacation that you can change, that you can take charge of your responsibilities and allow them to leave in case they have also planned for a short trip. You can possibly talk this out with them and chalk out a plan as to who will take how many days of leave. Number one, do not take additional projects during this season. It is wise not to take any additional or new projects during Christmas. It is particularly the time when most of your laborers, engineers, operators, etc. will go on a leave. You may be witnessing a good number have already applied for the leaves from the start of December. By this, you can easily make out if you have enough staff available to start a new project. If you do not intend for a new project, make sure that you inform the stakeholders that the work will begin after December once you have the entire workforce in place. A clear instruction should always be given to your workforce that they got to work for extra hours so they can meet the pending work that has caused due to vacation. Next, make your vacation count. It matters a lot to your family when you take them on extratic locations and spend open-heartedly giving them all the luxuries to make vacation a memorable one. It is important that you make this vacation count. If needed, check with your family where they want to go and accordingly plan. Take them to the place where they have never seen but also witnessed the flavor of Christmas there. Take them to a place where people are celebrating Christmas but probably in a different manner. They will know about the new cultures, which will definitely be a good learning for them. Next, give gifts to your employees before heading for vacation. Christmas is all about celebration and giving gifts to your people. So before you head for vacation, it is crucial that you give away the gifts that you have got for your employees. Do not keep waiting till you come, because that by the time you return, Christmas will be over and there is no use of giving away those gifts, and it should be given before the celebration begins. Again, take care of your people and they will take care of you. If you got any questions, give us a jingle, 817-379-1340. Thank you and God bless.